I got this girl meeting me here, and she's amazing. Missy, what are you doing here?
That text from you was wonderful.
Hi, Jess. Today I'm going to be talking about the movie that was number one on Netflix last week in America, The Wrong Missy. This one stars David Spade, Lauren Lapkus, who you might remember from Orange is the New Black, Molly Sims, Nick Swardson, who's been in many, many Adam Sandler films, Rob Schneider, who's also been in many, many Adam Sandler films, and Jackie Sandler, who I think spends a lot of time with Adam Sandler. This film is directed by Tyler Spindle, who directed David Spade's last film, Father of the Year. Yes, this is a Happy Madison production.
Damn it!
But maybe because Adam Sandler isn't in it, Lauren Lapkus totally steals the movie with her outrageous, unfiltered performance, or possibly because I've been in lockdown so long I've forgotten what a good comedy is, I'm ashamed to admit that I enjoyed this movie. The premise is pretty stupid. David Spade is aspiring, unlucky in love executive Tim Morris. He goes on two blind dates with two different women who both happen to share the same name, Melissa. One goes really well. Molly Sims is his dream Melissa, whilst the other is a complete disaster. Lauren Lapkus's Melissa is loud, obnoxious, totally unfiltered, and possibly batshit crazy.
You're obsessed with me.
We're either going to end up married or I'm going to end up dead in a ravine somewhere.
What?
I'm down for either.
A few weeks go by and Tim is invited to the company retreat in Hawaii. He's allowed to bring a partner, so naturally he texts Melissa to invite her. No prizes for guessing which Melissa he accidentally texts, and no prizes for guessing the zaniness that's about to ensue. If you're in the mood for a throwback 90s-style comedy which seems to be less about plot and more about Adam Sandler's mates getting together for a few laughs and a few gross-out riffs, then The Wrong Missy will definitely float your boat. It's even got Rob Schneider playing yet another ethnic caricature. Though what his actual ethnicity is supposed to be is unclear, and he doesn't even say, "You can do it," once.
Put that in my mouth, man?
Yeah, it goes right in your mouth.
The Wrong Missy is supposedly a starring vehicle for David Spade, but in this film he pretty much plays the straight man, with only a smidgen of the trademark Spade snarkiness and sarcasm.
You should go canoe out to an island and just chill, like if there's one nearby or far.
Perhaps because of this straight role and ridiculously nerdy wig, Spade almost sleepwalks through his role, only really coming to life after being trapped in a shark cage in one scene. Apart from Lauren Lapkus's Missy, most of the other laughs in this movie come from the manic Nick Swardson as Nate, Tim's best friend, head of HR, and relentless invader of Tim's privacy.
Text her now.
She said yes!
A small nod by this essentially 90s film to how easy it is to hack 21st century digital communications. I've mentioned Lauren Lapkus a few times already because without her performance, this would be a pretty lame film indeed. Whilst most of the rest of the cast seem to be going through the motions, Lapkus just unleashes the most outrageous performance of improvised and physical comedy and rubbery facial gestures I've seen since some of Jim Carrey's best work, back in the 90s. If Lapkus isn't your cup of tea, some scenes will feel like you're watching a train wreck. But my funny bone couldn't help but be tickled to the point of laughing out loud, in particular by Tim and Missy's incredibly awkward first date and a cliff diving sequence that goes horribly and hilariously wrong.
I love you!
She's alive!
Being a Sandler-produced gross-out comedy, there are definitely a couple of scenes that you'll wish weren't in there. Perhaps another lap or two round the writer's room may have been in order. But The Wrong Missy does come in at a nice tight 90-minute running time. More discerning viewers will probably find The Wrong Missy to be the wrong film for them. A complete missy, if you will. But if you're in the mood for some mind candy, possibly under the influence...
You're welcome.
Desperate for distraction... or yearning for some more 90s nostalgia after watching The Last Dance over the last few weeks, The Wrong Missy could be just right for you.
Oh my God! Are you rich?
I made it!
Yeah! All my teachers can eat my asshole!
Yeah.